Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's just be real. Mitt Romney, all he wants to do is go into war again with Iran, and we don't need another war. We've been in wars for over 11 years. And you can tell when a person is losing the election. He's like a rat. He's trying to pick any little thing he can against the president. And then he ought to be ashamed of himself. We had a national tragedy, and he wants to politicize it.
As a talk radio caller who doesn't think very much of Mitt Romney's response to the situation in the Middle East, and that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, starting another week of profiling and overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the issue-oriented News Talk conversations that take place on lots of radio stations, just like this one that's carrying this program. Normally, Monday morning, we take sort of a stride back to the Sunday morning television interview programs, the news shows, so-called news shows, and much of what goes on the air during the first couple of days of the week comes from conversations with various experts that are in fields that are connected to the news. So that's why we have a couple of excerpts from the Sunday program, starting with Fox's Chris Wallace talking here to U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice about the video some think sparked this latest wave of violence in the Middle East.
This week, there have been anti-American protests in 24 countries across the Islamic world. The White House says it has nothing to do with the president's policies.
This is not a case of protests directed at the United States writ large or at U.S. policy. This is in response to a video that is offensive.
You don't really believe that.
Chris, absolutely I believe that, because in fact it's the case. We've had the evolution of the Arab Spring over the last many months, but what sparked the recent violence was the airing on the internet of a very hateful, very offensive video that has offended many people around the world. Now, our strong view is that there's no excuse for violence. It's absolutely reprehensible and never justified. But in fact, there have been those in various parts of the world who have reacted with violence. Their governments have increasingly and effectively responded and protected our facilities and condemned the violence and this outrageous response to what is an offensive video. But there's no question that, as we've seen with in the past with things like Satanic Verses, with the cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, there have been such things that have sparked outrage and anger, and this has been the proximate cause of what we've seen.
Now, it may have sparked it, Ambassador, but critics say that this outpouring of outrage against the U.S., it has everything to do with the U.S. policies, that we are disengaging from that part of the world, that we pulled out of Iraq, we're pulling out of Afghanistan, that Iran is continuing on with its nuclear program. And they say, our critics, that our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us.
Well, Chris, that's just false. And let's be plain. Our partners and allies have responded effectively and promptly when we have asked them to protect our facilities and our people.
It took 3 days in Cairo.
Well, and it what happened initially in Cairo was not sufficiently robust when President Obama picked up the phone and spoke to President Morsi. Right away, things changed. And that's an evidence of our influence and our impact. And what happened was the authorities in Egypt have been very robust in protecting our facilities, not just in Cairo, but elsewhere in the country. President Morsi has issued repeated condemnations of the violent response and called for calm. And we've seen the same thing in Yemen, in Libya, in Tunisia, and many other parts of the world.
Why are we asking all non-governmental personnel to leave Sudan and Tunisia?
Well, first of all, we're not asking all non-governmental personnel.
All non-essential governmental personnel.
What we have done on a selective basis where we assess that the security conditions necessitate is to temporarily have family members and non-essential personnel depart the country. That's something we do all over the world when security circumstances warrant.
There's the U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice says the attack on the American consulate in Benghazi was not premeditated, which directly contradicts top Libyan officials who say the attack was planned in advance. She says our current best assessment based on the information that we have is that as this began, it was spontaneous, not premeditated. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Attacks in Afghanistan. Attacks in Libya. Attacks because of the anti-Islam film? Or is it because of the slogans that you heard chanted late in the week last week? You got Osama, we want Obama. How much of that has been discussed? Not much. These people don't want to talk about it, that's for sure. So anti-American riots that have spread to more than a dozen countries across the Middle East are a sign of fissures between radical and more moderate Islamists vying for power in the societies in the Middle East that are undergoing change. So what about foreign policy? What's the correct approach? Do we stay away? Are we disengaged? Do we work against the terrorists? A lot of people say, oh, these are nothing but terrorists. Well, that's a little oversimplified, don't you think? 800-510-8255. So we get to a conversation that Bob Schieffer had on Face the Nation with Senator McCain about this in just a moment on The Countdown.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Daily Edition. I'm Doug Steffen with a discussion going on of policy in the Middle East, et cetera, with the situation. Is it worrisome, troublesome? What are the demonstrators really saying? From CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to Senator McCain about this action in the Middle East, what it really is from his perspective.
The president of Libya says that this was something that had been in the works for 2 months, this attack. He blames it on Al-Qaeda. Susan Rice says that the State Department thinks it is some sort of a spontaneous event. What do you make of it?
Most people don't bring
rocket-propelled grenades and heavy weapons to a demonstration. That was an act of terror. And for anyone to disagree with that fundamental fact, I think, is really ignoring the facts. Now, how long it was planned and who was involved, but there's no doubt there was extremists, and there's no doubt they were using heavy weapons, and they used pretty good tactics, indirect fire, direct fire, and obviously they were successful. Could I just say that our prayers are with Chris Stevens and Glenn Daugherty and Tyrone Woods and Sean Smith, who gave their lives. I met Chris Stevens in Benghazi during the fighting. He was putting his life on the line every day. Was living in a hotel. I was with him on July 7th when the Libyan people voted, and he and I were down where thousands of people were saying to him, thank you, America, thank you. So the last thing that Chris Stevens would want the United States to do is to stop assisting Libya as they go through this very difficult process of trying to establish a government and democracy.
Is there something more going on here than a difference of opinion when the administration spokesman today says that she believes and the administration believes this was just a spontaneous act?
How spontaneous is a demonstration when people bring rocket-propelled grenades and heavy weapons and have a very tactically successful military operation?
The Middle East in focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with radio host Esme Murphy talking to CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland about the outbreaks of violence there in the Middle East.
The lead story right now on the New York Times website is that the U.S. is preparing for a long siege of Arab unrest throughout the world. Is that the way you see this as well, that this is going to be something that's going to last for some time?
I think so. I mean, we've seen a lot of tension in the Middle East. We've seen it set off now by this rather ridiculous film. But sadly, these kind of things can happen rather recurrently. We also know that Al-Qaeda today, for example, announced or proclaimed that, you know, Muslims should attack U.S. facilities because of this particular film. So we know these groups are going to try to encourage this, foment this kind of violence. So I fear that we may see some recurrence of this. Though, in the short term, at least, for the last 24 hours, it does seem to be dampening down a bit. High point, of course, was Friday, which is the Muslim holy day.
You know, Colonel McCausland, is there any effort being made by U.S. intelligence to try and sort of monitor the production of this type of video, or monitor stuff that's online? I mean, it almost seems like it would be an impossible task. I mean, this film had been out there for a while. It was not until it was translated into, and it was on YouTube, it was not until it was translated in Arabic sometime in early September, and then apparently the chain that I have found is that it was placed and played on an Egyptian religious show, television show, mm-hmm. and that's where it exploded, because it was available on YouTube, it was available in Arabic, and it got this play on apparently a pretty prominent Egyptian show, and then it just got
viral.
Yeah, it went viral in the Arab world.
Right.
I mean, it's almost a new kind of intelligence that the U.S. has to have to monitor this kind of situation.
Well, you know, we runs into those provisions about freedom of speech that we all hold so dear in the United States. And we also, for that reason, and others, a matter of privacy, there are very, very strict laws that preclude us from using intelligence like the CIA to monitor activities inside the United States. Now, the FBI can do that to some degree when looking for actual crimes. But there's a real question right now in terms of crime. What could you charge this particular guy with, who, interestingly enough, I understand, was in fact convicted once for meth production and bank fraud, but has nothing to do with the videos.
More on the Middle East coming up, and 800-510-TALK is your connection line to us on the phone on the Countdown.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 as the countdown focuses for a few more minutes on what's going on in the Middle East, courtesy of some of the Sunday discussions on radio and television. Is this all premeditated? The Libyan government has identified 50 people involved in the attack on the embassy in Benghazi. Authorities say that, well, could be more. Al-Qaeda says the attack was motivated by revenge. So is it revenge aimed at Mr. Obama or aimed at the producers of the film? Here's talk host John McDonald with Linda Albin, who's from ABC, about the role the video has played. Is it really the video?
Is this all the result? Somebody said that the video that supposedly called all this it looked like something made by high school kids for about $100. Have you seen the video?
I've seen the trailer. I'm not sure anybody has actually seen the whole thing. And I'm not sure how many people who have been out on the street protesting have seen the trailers, let alone the film.
So did that really, just that, inspire such violence and uprisings and anti-American demonstrations?
I don't think so, to be perfectly honest. First of all, I think what we saw at the consulate in Benghazi, where Ambassador Stevens and three other Americans were killed, I don't think that was necessarily related to the film at all. It could have been triggered by the film, but it appeared to be something much more than that. And in fact, there had been attacks against symbols of the West, not just Americans, NGOs, non-governmental organizations, the United Nations in Benghazi in the months leading up to the assault on the U.S. consulate. So if we put that apart and think about what we saw in some, admittedly, 30 countries, I would have to say these demonstrations were different in each country. Different countries, different gripes, different agendas, but all of them finding it much easier to lash out against the United States, bring up the film, than it was to lash out at their own governments, even though some of those governments came about as a result of the Arab Spring.
But some of them say that these appear to be coordinated. I mean, this was a coordinated uprising against Americans.
No, there's no way that it was coordinated. No, I mean, if you want to ask me, have people jumped on a bandwagon?
Okay.
I would say that's certainly possibly the case. But these guys in these different countries, whether they're in Sudan or in Tunisia or in Cairo or wherever they are, they're not talking to one another.
So they're independent operators. They're independently
absolutely operated. Absolutely, yeah. But I think what you see, as I say, is this tendency to sort of jump on the bandwagon.
All right. Let's see what we can get out of a radio host named Rosemary Tuohy with CBS analyst Jerry Van Dyke about these attacks and the troops that are sort of in harm's way in Afghanistan.
facing an enemy that's clearly an enemy, well, that's one thing that our military is trained for. Being harmed by a presumed ally is something entirely different. How can our troops function over there with this going on?
I think it is tragic. It is something that the United States is going to have to deal with. Otherwise, we are never going to be able to extricate ourselves from Afghanistan. Our goal all along has been to create a country in which it will be safe for Americans to leave. The country will not be a sanctuary for the Taliban, for Al-Qaeda, so that can harm the United States. And the only other way that we can do this is to create, we feel, is to create an army, a police force that can keep security in the country. But now what we have is the specter of the very men that we are training, we are mentoring, turning against us. Why? I think that the cultural gap, which is so great between America and rural Pashtuns, Pashtuns, the largest ethnic group in Afghanistan, the Taliban are Pashtuns, come from the south primarily in small villages, has become so great after 11 years of war that we are now in such a serious problem, have such a serious problem that the U.S. is even using our own soldiers to watch our own soldiers who are watching the Afghans.
Crazy stuff. Up next, the presidential race in focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen, because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk.
10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Moving along now with our Monday review of the hot hits in talk radio and news talk television as well. Certainly the discussion of what's going on in the Middle East is important. The Chicago teachers' strike, now in its second week, is important. But the presidential race in general has a lot of people talking, as you might imagine. So we'll spend the rest of the hour with some of the excerpts from the Sunday programs. And then your calls at 800-510-8255. When I say Sunday programs, I'm referencing both talk radio and talk television. We get started with Meet the Press. David Gregory talks to his I love this, the experts and the analysts. Andrea Mitchell, Congressman Peter King of New York, Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, political analyst Jeff Goldberg, all of them involved in the mix. Maybe a few too many voices, but I think you'll get the focus on the presidential race from the perspective of how the Middle East policy is being handled.
There is a policy component to this. The New York Times writes about it in an analysis piece. The upheaval over an anti-Islam video has suddenly become Mr. Obama's most serious foreign policy crisis of the election season, and a range of analysts say it presents questions about central tenets of his Middle East policy. Did he do enough during the Arab Spring to help the transition to democracy from autocracy? Has he drawn a hard enough line against Islamic extremists? Did his administration fail to address security concerns?
Well, first of all, I think we have to concede that George Herbert Walker Bush's relationship with the then Prime Minister of Israel was arguably much worse than what we're seeing now. So Republicans as well as Democrats have had difficulty, Congressman, in the past with Israel. I think there can be a legitimate criticism that this president has not handled the Israeli-Palestinian issue well, but the Arab Spring has been a much greater, much broader troubling issue that arguably not any American president could handle very effectively. But that is not the argument. That is not the policy argument that Mitt Romney has made. The criticism of Mitt Romney is coming largely from many Republicans whom I talk to, foreign policy experts, who say that in the middle of the crisis, when the State Department did not know where Ambassador Stevens was, when their body was missing, that he came out with a written statement and doubled down on it the next morning, and that it was not presidential, it did not show leadership. That is the criticism.
Well, when he put out the statement, he didn't know that the ambassador had been shot.
Well, then he should not have put out a statement.
Well, first of all, that's exactly the problem.
If you don't know something, how can you... if you don't know he was shot, how can you wait till find out?
What about waiting until you know more? I mean, what about Reagan? Reagan said, you know, when we have a crisis like this, we should all come together as Americans, not sort of divide up politically and try to seek a point.
Yeah, sometimes President Obama waited 3 days after the underwear bomber before he made a statement, and then he came out and said this was a sole.
All right, let me get Bob to
weigh in.
It's a way to look at this neutrally, and I just don't think the charge of weakness will stick. I mean, Obama's been tough on these things. Let's be realistic. The extremists in the Middle East who are causing all of this trouble are extremists, and no Republican, no Democratic president is going to be able to control them.
800-510-8255. From CNN, State of the Union, Candy Crowley now with Rudy Giuliani. They talk about some of the poll numbers in the presidential race, which show Mr. Obama pulling ahead a bit of Mr. Romney.
This is the latest look at some battleground states from the NBC News Morris poll with the Wall Street Journal. Ohio, it has President Obama up 7 points. And in Florida and Virginia, the same poll has President Obama up 5 points. What is wrong here?
Nothing's wrong. It's a close election.
Those are pretty good leads compared to what we've seen before.
I don't know. Those are the kinds of leads John Kerry had on Election Day, and George Bush became the president, you know. So those are margins that are well within striking distance for either candidate to be overconfident about who's going to win this election. In fact, whoever is overconfident about whoever's going to win this election will lose it. This is a darn close election. Whoever expected what happened in the last week and a half in this election? This was going to be an election about the economy. It's now becoming an election that's looking an awful lot like 1980 with Jimmy Carter-style president in the White House.
But sure, even you would agree, surely, that having American hostages held for 444 days is a little different from having protests outside American embassies. Yes, there, and we had the deaths of these tragic deaths of these four Americans in Libya, which a lot of folks are arguing is a different thing from saying everything here has failed. So the question is, do you actually believe that this no longer is about the economy?
No, I do. I believe it's about the economy, but I think the situation in the Middle East is becoming more and more important. And Candy, I would argue that, you know, the situation in Iran is equally as dangerous as it was with the hostages there, except this time they want to become nuclear. And the president is fiddling while Iran is just moving ahead. I mean, he had to be forced to use these crippling sanctions, which he's used late. And I don't know how crippling they are since he's exempted 20 countries from them. Even the UN is saying his sanctions aren't working. They are not working.
800-510-8255. So what does work? Mr. Romney is going to go on the attack today. Major policy speech to outline how he would handle the situation. He's been quoted and maybe misquoted, and that happens all the time, right? News media takes something out of context. Both Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney are having plenty of that. 800-510-8255. And again, email to doug@dougstefan.com. The continuing focus on the presidential race now with radio host Wayne Cabot having a conversation with Brooks Jackson from factcheck.org about some of Mr. Romney's statements.
Was Mitt Romney accurate in the way he portrayed the president in the early hours of the embassy attacks in Libya and Egypt? Did the administration apologize, as Romney said here to reporters?
The statement that came from the administration, and the embassy is the administration. The statement that came from the administration was a statement which is akin to apology, and I think was a severe miscalculation.
If you go to factcheck.org, nonpartisan, nonprofit, part of the Annenberg Center. Brooks Jackson, you have been researching this. Romney said the administration issued an apology for American values. True or false?
False. And he said that was the first response to the attacks on both our embassies in Libya and in Egypt. And he just got his facts backward on this. He got his timeline completely wrong.
Romney said the mob was already inside the embassy grounds when the embassy issued its statement that said that respect for religious beliefs is a cornerstone of American democracy. Fact check that for us. Was the mob already in action when that statement came out?
No, several hours before the embassy in Cairo was attacked, and of course long before the embassy in Libya and the tragic deaths there, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo put out a statement under the headline, U.S. Embassy Condemns Religious Incitement, and it condemns continuing efforts by misguided individuals, meaning the people who put this anti-Muslim film up on YouTube, condemns those efforts to hurt the feelings of Muslims. That was issued before any attacks at all.
And this line from Mitt Romney about apologizing for American values, when you were researching that, you found that it came up before in Romney's various speeches.
Well, he's even written a book, No Apologies, and he makes the repeated assertion that Barack Obama has gone around the world apologizing for America, quote-unquote, or apologizing for American values. And we've looked at the speeches, as have other fact-checkers, that Romney refers to, and we don't see an apology there.
Brooks Jackson, thank you from factcheck.org, which, by the way, has been even in the way it has taken issue with both the campaigns for president.
Thank you for saying that. We love to debunk false claims, and we don't much care which side they come from.
800-510-8255. Do you care which side they come from? The facts, loose little nuisances, right? Okay. Here's Talk Host Daryl Parks with a focus on how out of touch both candidates seem to be with the rest of America. Here's a clip of Mr. Romney being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos.
The fundamentals of my tax policy are these. Number one, reduce tax burdens on middle-income people. So no one can say my plan is going to raise taxes on middle-income people, because principle number one is keep the burden down on middle-income taxpayers.
$100,000 middle-income?
No, middle-income is $200,000, $250,000 and less.
That's the same figure that Barack Obama thinks is the middle class, too. 250 G's. Ironically, this past week, the census just put out figures that the median household income in this country is a couple of pennies over 50K a year. I am using that soundbite for one reason this morning and one reason only. To prove how out of touch both of these parties, how out of touch both of these candidates, and how out of touch they are with you. Debate on how rich Mitt Romney is, but let's call it what it is. Barack Obama is a pretty wealthy guy as well. He's worth millions, too. And I guess after you have your first million in the bank, it's hard to relate to somebody that has a household income of 50K a year. How can candidates be that removed?
Because they are handled by people who are at best removed. That's part of the problem here. 800-510-8255. Remember when George Bush, the father, went into the grocery store and didn't know that they would take credit cards to buy groceries? Remember that? How many years ago? 16 before the hour on today's countdown.
Hey fans, Exagen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
800-510-8255. Okay, the presidential race is where we are now. Your calls at 800-510-8255 about various things, foreign policy, or as we have in this conversation from Steve Scott's radio program. Here he has political analyst Philip Ewing. They talk about the economy replacing the war on terror as the main focus of the presidential race at the moment.
Has the economy pushed Homeland Security right off the front burner in this campaign?
It has, along with a lot of other things, including the war in Afghanistan, some big defense budget cuts that are coming up here in Washington. Voters just say they don't really want to talk about it, and campaigns want to talk about what voters want to talk about.
Homeland Security has been such a big issue over the past decade. Do voters have a short memory, though, a short attention span? Do they focus on the here and now, what's going on right now?
They definitely do, and for a lot of people, the main issue is jobs and the economy. You know, the unemployment rate in the United States has stayed over 8.2 or 3% for most of the year. It's down to 8.1%, but that's the main issue for most voters. And so when it comes to port security, airport security, terrorism, law enforcement, all the things that we're used to talking about on September 11th, they just haven't been priorities for most of this cycle.
You know, in some ways, is this a good sign? Does it mean that we're safer now than we've been in past years?
I think there are a lot of law enforcement and Homeland Security people in Washington who would say that's the case, that the agencies and procedures that were stood up after 9/11 have become just part of the background, a new normal, and that means that Americans are safer. We're all familiar with taking off our shoes at the airport, with going through extra levels of security at sporting events if you go to a baseball game, and I think that security experts would probably say that that has raised everyone's awareness and made us safer from another terrorist attack.
Just under 2 months until Election Day, do you expect Homeland Security to be discussed in the final couple months of the campaign?
I think that Democrats will try to bring it up as they attack Republican challenger Mitt Romney. He neglected to talk about it during the GOP presidential convention in Tampa, Florida, as well as the war in Afghanistan. And Democrats are going to use the president and surrogates to attack what they have said is a weakness on foreign policy and security on the Romney campaign. And they're, of course, going to fire right back and say that they have a better program than the Democrats.
Specifically, what Homeland Security issues might be discussed? I suppose you could start with Mitt Romney's Pentagon funding proposal.
That's right. Romney endorses increasing the Pentagon's budget. The president would bring it down slowly over the next few years, so that's going to be a major issue of contention. One other thing that Congress is dealing with today, in fact, is airport security. The travel industry and travel industry advocates are telling members of Congress today that they hate airport security and the TSA. It keeps people from flying. It keeps people from traveling. And, of course, that costs them money. So that could be an issue also as we go toward the election here.
Down with the PSA and the TSA. I would go along with that. Your calls on the presidential race next year on the countdown.
My name is Gary Johnson.
Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so in your mind, where is the presidential race at the moment? Are you excited about it? Are you bored with it? Who's ahead? What do you think about some of the secondary candidates? Where's Ron Paul in the debate? All of these things. The Republicans, the Democrats. Here's Don in Michigan, who'd like to see the Republicans take responsibility for some of the problems that we currently have.
I would like to, from the Republican convention, I would honestly like to see the Republican Party take, stand up and take blame and responsibility for the position that the country's in. Trickle-down economics hasn't worked. Going to war in two different countries for no reason hasn't worked to help the country. I mean, the Republican Party owes the American people a lot of answers for the conditions we're in. President Obama's doing the best he can with the rich sitting on the sidelines refusing to create jobs. The president can't create jobs. All he can do is create an environment to help large businesses and small businesses create jobs. So once the Republican Party, the rich, decide to start putting this country back together and putting people back to work, we'll start doing a lot better. And Romney hating unions and hating union members is not the answer, and him hating the poor is not the answer. So I don't think Romney has a chance.
Good God, sir. What? Where do you get that? Hey, man, are you steeped in rhetoric and A lot of people agree with you. A lot of people think that way. How in the world you come to that conclusion unless you're just listening to one side of the argument? 800-510-8255. Dorothy in Maryland asking Romney to explain how he plans to reduce the debt.
I do like when Romney talk about energy, but only thing that I'm just concerned about is this one thing, and I'm with one man that we need some facts now as to how do you, do anybody know of anything that goes down to lower than it was? Anything. I don't care if it's housing, I don't care if it's food, clothing, or whatever. You don't pay what you paid 10 years ago, and you're never going to do it. So I don't really believe that we're going to get any energy for a dollar. It's going to go up because it's private. And private people do things to make money. So gas is not going to go down under Romney or any other president. It's going to go up. Because they are making money. They're not trying to lose money. So it will never be a dollar. Never. but not to say that, but I would like to hear more of when Romney says he's going to cut taxes, which is probably a good thing, but exactly how are those taxes going to add up to a plus for the deficit? He needs to give facts. We need to know how those numbers are going to actually reduce the debt.
Fair enough, ma'am. Good call. Thank you, Dorothy. 800-510-8255, New York, North Carolina. Let's see if we can get to you. Okay, here's Angela in Maryland with thoughts on both Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Under the Paul Ryan budget plan that just passed the House and Romney said he would sign, regardless of what he paid in the past, in the future, he would pay 0%. He'd pay nothing in taxes because under Paul Ryan's plan, there's a 0% capital gains rate. It's 15% now, and that's why he pays 15%. So basically, after all his tax write-offs, like his horse and other things like that, we would probably be sending billionaires refund checks. My husband goes out and works every day, and we pay taxes. But we're going to pay taxes to send Mitt Romney a refund check because of Paul Ryan's budget. This is outrageous. It's the most outrageous budget in history of this country, I believe, giving billionaires refund checks. Is that what you people are going to vote for? It's ridiculous.
Wow. Again, where do these ideas come from? They come from people who are thinking things through. Here's how much we got. Joseph in Georgia. Let's see who we can pick him from his brain.
There is a growing group of traditional Republicans. I'm talking about real conservatives that understand the history of the Republican Party, that have grievances with the Mitt Romney campaign and almost every Republican campaign since the 90s. They have lost touch with their roots. They have forgot what it is to be conservative. You have Mitt Romney getting Paul Ryan, and he thinks that he just scored the greatest deal in the world because this guy is proposing cuts. Paul Ryan isn't proposing cuts. He's proposing cuts to increases that might happen in the future. These are all political games in order to play the Republican Party, the people that come out faithfully and say, oh, he's a Republican, I'm just going to go ahead and vote for him. A true Republican, a real conservative, would go out there and he would be non-interventionist and he would be... Why the Republican Party has the perfect opportunity to have a real candidate out there like Ron Paul and...
I don't know that I disagree on that, sir. However, we're out of time for this hour of the talk radio.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.